The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows.
All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, tuning in to this Friday's episode, John Stadmiller's National Intel Report. I am your scheduled guest host, V, from the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And today, I have with me a good friend, a great partner, and an even better mentor. We've got Roger Landry here with us today. How you doing, Roger?
Well, I'm always doing good when I get a chance to talk with friends.
Well, you know, that's one thing, but today we're going to bring all Biden out of the closet here go for a round two.
So this is part two of Joe Bob Acts Like an Idiot. Okay, I got it.
It's going to be round two.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do this. Come on there, Biden. It's my turn to speak. We got my old buddy here. No, I'm not talking about Corn Pop. We're talking about Raj. How you doing there, Raj?
Why don't you open your mouth?
I'm not talking about Raj from Lethal Weapons, because he was black. And as far as I know, you didn't vote for me, so you're not black.
How am I doing? Let me see. Once you start spitting a few lies out, we'll find out, won't we? Go up.
Well, you know, I'm very against lies. This is why I try to establish the Ministry of Truth.
Oh, God. The Ministry of Truth. Let me ask everybody listening to this to think back. When's the last time you heard the Ministry of? Okay, unless we're talking about something religious, the last time I heard something like that was, I don't know, in the Soviet Union, in communist Russia, where you had ministries for this and ministries for that and ministries for just about everything. Now, if you're going to tell the American people that we have a ministry of truth, the first thing you have to convince us is that those who work for the Ministry of Truth actually know how to speak the truth. And the individuals that you had, including Mary Poppins herself, manning the Ministry of Truth, didn't give anybody any faith in the Ministry of Truth. Why did it fail so quickly, Joe? Why?
Well, that's a good question, because one of my executive orders that I signed was to get the American people to trust in the government again, to rebuild faith in the establishment.
Yeah, trying to rebuild faith in the establishment. Okay, how many people listening to this also listen to Joe Bob here's latest State of the Union address, whereby I would say at least 70 to 80% of what came out of your mouth, Joe, was an absolute lie. When you have a 1 hour long plus meeting with McCarthy, okay, who is the Speaker of the House and the senior Republican, and the first thing he tells you, and probably the last thing he tells you, is don't be spitting this lie out, Mr. President, about the Republicans wanting to shut down Social Security or Medicare, because it's absolutely not true. Yet, in the state of the nation, a speech that is meant to unify the country, a speech that is meant to tell Americans what America is doing right and what we're going to do going forward to make America even better, one of the biggest slaps in the face you gave half of the American population was to tell them that the Republicans want to shut down their Social Security, and their Medicare. And then I saw something I have never seen at that level in, I can't even tell you how many years, the entire Republican portion of the House booed you and catcalled you and screamed, you're a liar. So, Mr. Joe Bob, if you gave an executive order to try and get all of the American people on the same page in some sort of a show of unity, how the hell did you come about delivering a speech like you just delivered to the entire American population? How?
Now, here's the deal. I tried to get the American people all on board with each other. See, I tried to have ultra mega, but nobody's buying it.
I got to tell you something, and this is not my original idea. I got pieces of this from other people who also listened to your State of the Union address. And what they say is it sounded more MAGA than anything else. The things you brought up about increasing production within the United States, the things you brought up about energy independence, the things you brought up about guarding the border, the things you brought up about taking care of fentanyl, these issues that you brought up are all, one, issues you're failing at miserably, and two, almost word for word, what you heard from Trump when he was running for office. There are so many people out there who drew parallels between your speech and one of the most popular speeches by somebody you tend to hate, because everything is MAGA this and MAGA that. And what is MAGA? It's Make America Great Again, but you draw a direct line to Trump as if Trump didn't exist, Make America Great Again couldn't exist. And that's not true. But the point here is your speech was plagiarized, maybe not word for word, but in intent, from what you hate the most, the king of MAGA. How the hell do you explain that, Joe Bob? Because everything you're failing at is what you were bragging about and what Trump said he was going to do and did do.
I can't say that I plagiarized anything ever in my life.
I got to tell you, B, this is just getting way too funny, but please continue.
Well, you know, I've checked my stance on the drug issue. When's the last time you heard me do a speech about crack cocaine?
Probably couldn't do a speech on crack cocaine because you were afraid that people were going to bring up the fact that that's one of your son's mainstays. And yeah, you try to steer away from things that will trigger people into talking about Hunter. And again, we can go back to This is something you trip into on a major basis, and it's not always about Hunter. You shut the spigot off, okay? You literally put a stop to the pipeline the day you got into office, okay? You literally stopped drilling and stopped giving out leases on government land all across the nation. You did each and every one of these things in order to please the radical left, who says, we've got to give up oil totally. Everything's got to go electric. Okay, but yet last night, when you did your State of the Union speech, you stood up in front of America and said, we've got to do some drilling at home because we're going to need petrol products for at least another 10 years. And it's like everybody, including McCarthy behind you, all started laughing. It's like, where the hell did this come from? Again, it pretty much sounded like, well, it didn't sound like, because you don't sound like him at all, but it pretty much emulated what Trump would have said. And it literally made you look like the fool you actually are when you said it. And all of Congress, even Democrats, laughed at you.
Well, you know, when it comes to the drug issue, I actually decriminalized or got people pardoned who had major marijuana cases so they can get jobs. And these druggies, well, more likely to be willing to take a jab.
I want to ask you a question. If you're going to let these guys out of jail, and I have nothing against decriminalizing or forgiving the excessive sentences given to people for marijuana use, I really don't think that it made any sense whatsoever. And you stepped up to release a lot of these individuals whose only transgression was the fact that they had been found with limited amounts of marijuana or had been caught smoking it or whatever. Okay? But then your people turn around and say, if you're smoking marijuana, whether it's via a doctor's prescription or not, you should not be allowed to own a gun in America. Now, if you're taking heavy-duty drugs that are legal, if you're taking heavy-duty, you know, amphetamines that are legal, if you're taking, you can get a gun permit, but if you're smoking marijuana, you can't get a gun permit. I got to tell you something. On most of these drugs, the mass shootings we see over and over again, the report states that these people were on psychiatric drugs, okay? And they went nuts and they went out and shot everybody. They went into a school and shot a bunch of people. We're talking about drugs here, Joe. We're talking about what you brought up. But at the same time, I want you to name one mass killing there has been in this country because somebody smoked the doobie. But yet you're going to let these people who are on dangerous drugs to the point where they're going to commit suicide or kill someone else get a gun. But if somebody goes out, smokes a joint, wants to eat a bag of Fritos and sit down and drink a 2-liter bottle of orange soda, they shouldn't have a gun. Why, Joe? Why?
Now, see, this is we have to combat disinformation in this country, and guns are such an important issue. This is why I signed an executive order stripping away people's gun rights. Well, the gun rights are not written in stone.
You see, so there is no Second Amendment. The gun rights are not written in stone. Actually, it's probably one of the oldest referrals to our rights in this country, along with our freedom of speech. They're number one and number two, Joe. So when you say it's not written in stone, are you trying to tell me basically the Bill of Rights or the Constitution isn't written in stone? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Well, see, I'm not an expert in these things. Well, this is why I nominated David Chipman, who is an advisor to multiple anti-guns right groups, to be the ATF director.
Yeah, okay. Look, I won't even go there because that would take up the rest of the show. Suffice it to say this, the two biggest issues that face America today are our ability to defend ourselves via the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and our ability to say what we need to say or what we have a right to say via the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. These are the two biggest smacks upside the head, and they are both being drilled down into the public via you. Now, look, Joe, I'm going to pat you on the back a little bit here. I'm going to calm you down just a little bit. I know that none of this is your fault. I honestly do. I know this is not your intent. I honestly do. Because you're not smart enough. This is what your puppet masters tell you you will say and you will do. And you're so damn compromised, you will do literally anything they tell you to do. So, Joe, I'm not blaming you. I'm really not.
Well, it goes to show that, listen here, Corn Pop. I'm doing my best here to have America defend itself. I'm allowing all transgender people to join the military.
Okay, look. The stupidity that keeps coming out of your mouth is, yes, that's the reason for the laughs. But I want to jump back to something that I pretty much started all of this with, and then we'll roll back into this if you want to. But do you remember me talking about how you were saying that the Republicans wanted to see a definite rollback or a cessation of your benefits for either Medicare or Social Security, and the Republicans booed the hell out of you, and you have been told by the leader of the Republican Party that it's not true at all? How about the videos that are circling all over the internet over the last couple of days showing you as a young senator over and over again talking and telling the need to restrict or cut back on Social Security and Medicare? Yes, Joe, this is something you actually beat the drum to over and over again in recorded speeches where you're on the Senate floor talking about it. And you're talking about it about as calmly as I'm talking about it right now. But yet, you never mentioned that. You never mentioned that you were the one who is out to cut back on our Social Security and our Medicare. That you beat that drum for years. And whereas there is no proof, and whereas you have been told over and over again it's a lie, not only did you say it at the State of the Union, but when you went somewhere right after that, you repeated it again. So, Joe, give me one good reason why anybody should believe anything you say.
Roger, I think it's time for a nice ice cream break, don't you think?
Yeah, I do.
I gotta shake some hands. I gotta sniff some hair. I've gotta grope small children.
Yeah.
So, that's all good, Joe. We'll be right back. I'll get right back to you, Roger.
Okay.
For God knows where, I guess I don't know. When I get there, I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
In your eyes, the light, the heat. The thousand churches, the resolution of all the fruitless soldiers. Oh, I see the light and the heat. Oh, I want to be that complete. I want to touch the light, the heat I see in your eyes.
What's going on? You're still doing? Still questions? Okay. Well, yes. So, Raj, you keep attacking me on Social Security, but, you know, the people have to make sacrifices. You know, I've signed over 10 different executive orders under the delegation of authority for foreign assistance and foreign aid under the Act of 1961. Global aid.
Let me ask you a question, Joe Bob. Let me ask you a question, okay? You're saying that people have to make sacrifices, okay? How many sacrifices have you made over the years? How rich are you, and where does this money come from? Because it doesn't equate to what you earned in the Senate. It doesn't. Where is it coming from? What is your form of sacrifice? What is your family's form of sacrifice? I don't care how many executive orders you sign. That means absolutely nothing to we the people if it doesn't in fact do something for us. And you're a real, real bright candle when it comes to lying about things that you supposedly have done. You told everybody that the border is all but secure, which is one of the biggest lies, and there are very few people in this country that actually believe that, but yet you said it. You told people that inflation was almost gone. It was down massively, when in fact we can see all around us that it's not working for us. You told people, and I could go on and on, but let's jump back to your ministry of truth for a second. Let's jump back to the ministry of truth and talk about the pressure that was put on social media. Let's talk about the over $3 million paid to Twitter to censor conservative voices. Let's talk about if that was done to Twitter, and Twitter is, what, 1/50th, 1/100th the size of Facebook? What was done on Facebook? What was done on Instagram? What was done? We are looking at right now, okay, congressmen who are in, I don't know, there's all kinds of investigations going on. And these congressmen are and women are standing up to say beyond a shadow of a doubt that because of the censorship from the Democratic Party and your minions, the FBI, there was election interference on a level that we have never seen, to the point where we may be seeing ex-Twitter executives literally going to prison. Joe Bob, the light is starting to shine down on you. Joe Bob, the amount of people who believe what you say today are about 30%. When they did a poll to see how many people actually believe what you say, I believe it was like 73% said no. And 27%, maybe closer to 30% if you really push it hard, said yes or maybe. What you are looking at is the fact that a vast majority, far more than just about any other presidential candidate, and that's what your speech was. Your State of the Union speech was not something that was pulling us all together. It wasn't something bragging about how well America was doing or what you were going to do to make it better. It was a speech for a political speech for somebody running for office. When you have a belief rate of less than 30%, you're at the bottom of the pit, Joe Bob. So no matter what comes out of your mouth at this point, you already know that far less than half of the country is going to take anything you say seriously. How do you push back against that, Joe?
Oh, boy. don't we have any other reporters in the audience? No? Oh, boy. Where's Bob?
Yeah, my name's Kathy. Can I talk?
Where's Bob Raltage when you need her? Oh, boy. This is very tiring. I'm going to need another nap here. Can we take another break?
I will take as many breaks as you need, Joe. But I will tell you something. On the other end of the break, it doesn't get easier.
Oh, I'll be ready for you. I have another vaccination I got to take, and I'll be ready for you.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I don't do any running anymore, but I try bicycling anytime I get a chance. But my CIA handler, my CIA handler is giving me a B12 shot. That's what he calls it. Now I'm all energetic and I'm ready to go for you, Raj. And I take offense with you saying that I'm a rich man. Listen here, Jack. I've got a medium-sized house up here in Delaware, okay? I just a small little blue Corvette I like to spend time with. I like to take it out to the pool, show it to all the little black kids, you know, and they teach me so much. You know, I'm just one of you, you know. They taught me all about roaches.
I look. you started all this off by saying you took a shot. You took a shot to get yourself, I don't know, spiked up for the rest of the show. And I can actually understand that, Joe. You're 80 years old, all right? You are the oldest president in the history of this country. And you're running for re-election. You basically stated that, I don't know, half a dozen times already without coming right out to say it. And like I said, your State of the Union address was more of a political speech than it was a State of the Union address. And so I do understand that at your age, a shot or two may be exactly what you need. But do me a favor, Joe, okay? Do me a favor. Make sure that they don't accidentally give you an mRNA shot by mistake, because we're talking about a pharmaceutical component that has caused more death and injury across the planet than every other vaccine or pharmaceutical product in the history of this planet combined. There are estimates that there could be as many as, listen to me, Joe, 20 to 25 million deaths due to the mRNA jabs, as well as many as 2.2 to 2.5 billion people that have been seriously harmed by the over 1,200 dangerous side effects of a vaccine that the big vaccine makers tried to get hidden for 75 years. And it didn't work. Now, you have mandated this. You have mandated this across the country. You mandated it to every single person who works for the government if they want to keep or maintain their job. You mandated it to the military. You mandated it to, and I could go on, and via pressure, all of our pilots have been jabbed. They've all had these shots. Stop to consider what I just said, and let me tell you something I don't know if you're aware of. For the last, I don't know, four decades at least, every single pilot, every single commercial pilot in the United States that was 35 years old had to have an EKG to prove that their heart fell within certain parameters in order to be permitted to fly. Well, every one of them that hit 40 years old had to go and have an EKG every single year going forward. And the parameters that were set, okay, were the same parameters every single year all the way up until 2022. Once all of these pilots had been fully vaccinated and they realized that their hearts no longer fell into the parameters of the EKGs that were used to determine whether a pilot was safe enough to fly a plane or not, or healthy enough.
But Barash.
Hold on a second.
These are the smartest and healthiest people that I have in my employ. Whenever I get off the chopper, they always direct me where to go.
My question to you is, now that we've got 20 to 30% of all of our pilots in the sky flying you and me and everyone else around, and they no longer fit the parameters that allow them to get into the cockpit. So what did the FAA do? The FAA widened the parameters to make it so that these pilots could still fly. So 2 years ago, what would have got them grounded because they were dangerous, today is okay. And not only that, but there's a pilot in Texas, and he even reported on this, that landed his plane and 5 minutes later in the cockpit had a freaking heart attack. Let me ask you a question, Joe Bob. If this plane had been circling the airport and they had an issue on the runway and, yeah, the tower called up and said, well, you're going to have to make another pass around. We'll bring you down in about another 15 minutes. We got a problem on the runway. He would have had that heart attack in the air. a plane full of passengers. This is what you've done, Joe. Now we can take this to the military. We can take this to the healthcare. How many people have quit their jobs in hospitals, whether it's doctors or nurses or healthcare workers, because they were mandated to take something they knew was the deadliest pharmaceutical agent ever given to humanity? How many people did you mandate to do that, Joe? How much have you destroyed our military by forcing people out of the military that never should have been forced out? Because these things don't keep you from getting it, and they don't keep you from passing it on. We know that for a fact today. So why did you damn near destroy our military, forcing all of these people out of the military for no reason whatsoever or for basic lies? You have destroyed our military. You have destroyed our health care. You have destroyed, you're in the process of putting everybody who flies on a commercial airliner going forward in serious danger. Joe, don't talk to me about shots, because I don't want to hear it out of your mouth.
Well, let's deal with the facts here, Raj.
Okay.
I've had three vaccinations so far. At least that's what they tell me that they are. I take exception from everything that you said, because America and history will always remember that I'm the president that saved America from the COVID-19 virus. I organized and mobilized the United States government to provide a unified and effective response to COVID-19 and to provide United States leadership on global health and security.
Can I ask you a question, Joe? Okay, and it's a protracted question. It's going to take me a few seconds to talk about this, but listen to this and then give me your answer after this, okay? Do you remember the Moderna CEO? This is one of the largest makers of the mRNA jab. I won't call it a vaccine because it doesn't qualify, okay? Do you remember him stating that COVID-19 was, in fact, no more deadly than the yearly flu, unless you were like over 80 years old, like you, Joe, or you had several severe comorbidities, something that the yearly flu or a cold would do just as well? Do you remember the Moderna CEO saying this? Do you remember the Pfizer executive stating to the European Union, when we forced everybody to take this, we hadn't done the research to prove that you couldn't transmit it once you got a vaccine? When you get a vaccine, what does it do? In order to qualify as a vaccine, you have to be able to, it has to keep your body from storing that virus. It has to keep, thus, you cannot transmit that virus, okay? But we already know that you can have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of these shots, you're still going to get COVID, and you're still going to pass it on, but it's not a deadly disease. It's basically the flu. The shot is 10 times more deadly than the flu is. When's the last time we shut an entire planet down and forced everybody to take the most dangerous pharmaceutical agent the planet has ever seen because of the yearly flu? One more thing, and then you can answer, Joe. In the 1970s, you've all heard me say this, I need to repeat it right now. In the 1970s, and I believe it was for the H1N1 vaccine, it was pulled off the market because it killed 35 people. Today, the mRNA vaccines have, and there are some estimates a lot higher, but I'm going to say killed at least 20 million people globally and severely damaged for life over 2 billion. But you better take it or else. Where's the sanity, Joe? Where's the sanity, and how smart are these people? You say they work for you. Basically, Joe, you work for them. Because you do what they tell you to. And if you honestly can tell me you've had 3 or 4 shots already, I'm going to tell you either you're a blatant liar or they lied to you. Because at your age and your mental condition, the last thing they would do is give you one of those shots. I would dare say every shot you got out in public, was not a COVID-19 mRNA shot?
Well, of course they were. I saw what it said on the side of the jab. It said saline. Isn't that a jab company? It says saline on the side of it. That's a COVID shot, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. That was funny, Joe. That was actually funny. It was.
Well, all shots aside, I was the one who pushed the mandate for protecting our federal workforce and requiring mask wearing.
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Has anybody ever told you, or have you done the research to understand, look, it was acceptable to walk into an area that required masks wearing a cloth mask? It was. It was acceptable. As long as you had a mask on, you could enter. All right. Let me give you a little piece of science here, Joe Bob, that you aren't aware of, obviously. How effective is a cloth mask in stopping a virus, which is basically, the size of a COVID-19 virus component? How effective is it? I'm going to tell you, Joe, it's as effective as dropping a BB through a hula hoop. It doesn't do a damn thing to prevent that virus from coming into you or going out of you. What the mask does do, especially to our children, is it traps all of the stuff the body is trying to get rid of. When you inhale, you inhale good things the body needs. When you exhale, you're exhaling the things the body doesn't need anymore and is trying to get rid of. With a mask on, especially with moisture in your breath, pretty soon a majority of those holes in that mask are pretty much blocked up. So you are breathing out and in over and over and over again the toxins your body is desperately trying to get rid of. Take a look at the rise in childhood sickness. Take a look at the rise in childhood sickness, especially during the mask mandates. And what you're going to find out is you did more damage to a generation of children with your mandate than if you had gone through the damn town with a shotgun.
I don't want anybody looking up this information. There's so much information out there. I couldn't get the Ministry of Truth going, so I start the establishment of the White House Task Force to address online harassment and abuse and disinformation. I established the fight against corruption as a core United States national security interest.
No, you didn't, Joe. What you have done is you have either scared off or buried the voice of far too many people that were willing to tell the truth, that were willing to step up and tell you the danger of the vaccines, willing to step up and tell you the danger of the mask, willing to step up and tell you the danger, psychological dangers of extended lockdowns, especially to our children. You shut those voices down. And if all of the information of all of the damage you had done had been allowed to play the way it was supposed to in a constitutional republic, we already know, due to scientifically proven polls, you wouldn't have been elected. There would have been a 15 to 20% shift in the vote, which would have been more than enough for you to lose and Trump to win. So don't tell me about what you did, because what you did was the most massive censorship in peacetime this country has ever seen. You have literally taken the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and thrown it in a freaking bonfire. That's what you did, Joe.
No, I'm pretty sure I used it as a diaper.
Oh, that depends. Our.
Well, I go through so much papers and documents. I mean, I've got 86,000 new federal agents armed to the
87,000 IRS agents.
Well, yeah. I've got to recover lost money somehow. I mean, the enhanced intelligence signals activities isn't going to pay for itself. I mean, is why I don't want people downloading apps to their computers and their phones.
Joe Bob, what about the 18,000 some odd hundred documents sitting in reserve that, you know, we're not even allowed to look at until 2 years after you get out of office? 18,700, I believe, is the number. Don't hold me to task for that, but it's pretty close. Trump, we're talking about 300 to 400, okay? We're talking about what they've already found, plus the fact that they don't have access because they're being refused access. The thing of it is, if these are government documents, why the hell isn't the government saying, Joe Bob, we can go in and look at them if we wish? And they can. But you see, there's a double standard here. If it's Pence, we're going to rake you over the coals. If it's Trump, who had the right, and all he had to do was say, I declassified them, and as president, he had absolute power to do that, okay? Why is it that the double standard is so immense, it's insane? Don't you think people see this? Don't you think we're talking about over 18,000 documents, Joe, that nobody's allowed to look at? But they raided Mar-a-Lago with ground forces. There were forces in the water. There were helicopters and planes flying over. It was like they invaded a third world country for a couple hundred documents. You've got over 18,000, Joe. What the hell's going on here? How do you expect people to trust you when you lie and it's getting to the point where everybody knows you lie? I told you once, I'll say it again, 73% or roughly right around 73% of the country does not believe you anymore. That's a hell of a lot of Democrats, too.
Well, nobody's going to be paying attention
again.
Nobody's going to remember. They're going to have their memory is going to be as good as mine because I've already written executive order for some JFK assassination information to be leaked around that time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let me explain something to you. When you release information, if it's true information about the assassination of JFK, all you're doing is proving to the American people over and over again the involvement of our intelligence agencies in the control, the deep state control of we the people. If they don't like somebody or somebody isn't doing what they wish, they're going bye-bye. But if they're like you, Joe Bob, if they are totally compromised by the things they've done, they've got so much on you, Joe, you're going to do anything they tell you to do. The FBI loves you. The CIA loves you. The NIS loves you. Why? Because you're going to do exactly what you're told. The Kennedys, they don't like. The Trumps, they didn't like. The Reagans, they didn't like. Why? Because they didn't want to play those games. Joe Bob, all you're doing, again, is proving to the country just how freaking compromised you are. You're the most compromised president to ever sit in the White House in modern times. I can't say about 150 years ago, I wasn't around then. But in the 70 years I've been around, you take the cake, Joe. You not only take the cake, you take the cake, you eat it, and you share it with your kiddies.
All right. Listen here, America. You want to fight against this? I'm coming after your gas stoves. I'll take
them
all.
You're coming after our gas stoves. That's just funny as hell. It really is. Let me ask you another question, Joe, okay? If you come after our gas stoves, okay, and you come after our gas-powered vehicles, and you are, is the next thing you're going to do is come after the fact that we have a furnace that uses natural gas or a furnace that uses propane. So in other words, you're going to take our stove away. You're going to take our heat away. You're going to take our electricity away if it's generated via a power plant that uses fossil fuels. So let me see, Joe, what are you promising us? No power, no way to cook our food, no way to keep our food fresh, and no heat. Okay, Joe.
And you'll be so cold, you'll catch the COVID.
And then you can get a shot. Yeah!
All right, Rog. It's time for the mic drop. Okay? Okay, Jack? I'm out of here.
Joe, it's always great talking to you. It really, really is. If this was an even match, I would probably come at it with a little apprehension. But since you are such a freaking idiot, and me of average intelligence, having done a lot of research, yes, but of being of average intelligence, can literally smack you into the ground. But at the same time, you're going to go somewhere tonight and tell everybody about this show you did with me and how you literally beat the holy snot out of me, aren't you, Joe?
Roger, I'm going to find where you live. I'm coming to your house. I'm gonna sniff on your hair.
I'd love it.
I'm gonna whisper sweet nothings into your ear.
I'd love it.
Then we'll be friends.
We're already friends, Joe. I don't blame you for 99% of this. I keep telling you, you don't have the intelligence. You don't have the brain. You don't have the memory. You don't have the physical prowess to do any of this on your own. But you are the most compromised individual, thus you were the best individual to install in the White House. And Trump had to lose beyond a shadow of a doubt, regardless of what it took. You're there. They put you there, Joe. I'm not blaming you for hardly anything.
You know my platform. You know my platform. You know the deal, Jack. It's Trump's fault.
It's I know Trump's that. Fault. Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's Trump's fault, you know, that... You know, Republicans want to shut down Social Security and Medicare, except that you're the one that screamed about it in the Senate for years and years and years and years, but nobody's talking about that. I saw the videos. Nobody's talking about that. They're all talking about the fact that the Republicans want to do it, even when the Republicans looked you square in the eye and said, that's a lie. We do not.
Down with MAGA terrorists. That's what I say. All right, Joe, come get me off the stage, Joe. I think I'm tired again. I need another nap. Yeah.
I'd be willing to do round three on this next week if you wanted to. I would.
Well, Elvis has left the building.
Okay. Oh, my God. And you know what? This just gives me a chance to vent. It does. Thank you.
Well... Thank you, Roger, for that political debate. We might do a third one sometime soon. It was great having you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.